car that can share excess energy with other vehicles on the road sounds like something out of science fiction, right? Amazingly, that exact model will be driving all the way down the Stuart Highway between Darwin and Adelaide in coming days, thanks to solar technology. And its student designers say it's a cleaner option than current electric vehicles, which are still pulling power from fossil fuel-based energy grids. Jacqueline Breen reports.
In a Darwin garage, Dutch university student Evan Quadvelieg is showing off his ride.
From the inside, it's quite large and roomy. And it's a family car, so that means that there's more than one seat, and in our case there's four.
It's a small, sleek, curved four-door sedan covered on top by one long, smooth black strip of solar panels. It looks good and can comfortably travel 1,200 kilometres at a time using energy from the sun. The Netherlands Eindhoven University of Technology has won the design category in the last three World Solar Challenge competitions, and that's given them some bragging rights.
I think on the inside, the biggest additions we've made this year is that there's a sound system in it. You can actually use the large touchscreen here in the middle to watch Netflix and play Spotify. You can actually use it to browse internet because it has its own Wi-Fi connection.
There are teams from 31 countries, including Australia, making the 3,000-kilometre journey down the Stuart Highway from Darwin to Adelaide. Some cars are racing, while others are competing in the design innovation category. Evan Quadvelieg's team is back with a car that isn't just powered by renewable energy but can help distribute it.
Instead of just doing the same thing and hopefully winning again, we really looked at the solar car and said, OK, what is it not doing yet that it could be doing? With that, we made our world's first charging station on wheels.
The Netherlands plans for all transport to be electricity-driven by 2030. Evan Quadvelieg says that'll require a big increase in the number of charging stations, while also placing much more demand on the country's energy grid. His team thinks part of the solution is solar-powered cars that can sell excess energy to other road users via an app.
If another car comes along, like, for instance, a Tesla or BMW, and they say, OK, I want to charge my car, but there's no fixed charging station here, you can actually plug that car into our car and get clean, sustainable energy for your Tesla.
Their technology isn't market ready yet. There's a startup in the Netherlands that's working on a commercially available solar car, and Toyota is testing more solar capacity on its Prius. While solar cars won't be coming off the production line anytime soon, Evan Quadvelieg is confident his team's solar-powered vehicle will have even better environmental credentials than the current electric vehicles.
So everyone's really excited about the fact that a Tesla can go from 0 to 100 quicker than a Ferrari. But if you start looking at where that energy to make sure that that happens comes from, in most places it's still from a coal-fired plant. So the pollution isn't necessarily coming out of your exhaust pipe, but it's still there. So if you can make sure that that energy that you're using is clean as well, that's going to be really the game changer.
World Solar Challenge competitor Evan Quadvelieg, ending Jacqueline Breen's report.